Well, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Right. Now, this is a very special interview for me because normally I interview people I don't know, but today I have the pleasure of interviewing my granddaughter. Now, my name is Toni Panasek and I'm in Melbourne. And so welcome, granddaughter. Would you like to tell us your name?
My name is Sarah Gowdy and I'm in Singapore.
Okay. So this is very exciting. Normally we just talk on the phone, but we're going to make a recording today because a couple of weeks ago, Sarah, you did something that I thought was very special. And so today I would like you to tell everybody about it. So what did you do a couple of weeks ago?
For a school trip, we went to Bali.
Okay. So it was just going to one of those wonderful villas, wasn't it, and swimming and having a wonderful, luxurious time. Is that what the school trip was about?
No, we went there to help two schools in Bali.
Okay. Now, why would a school trip do that? Is that something they do all the time?
Yeah. Each grade has a different global concern in either Malaysia or around us. And so you can do an activity to help them. Oh. And then each year, one group of kids from that grade goes off to the place to help them.
Okay. Now, first of all, we need to tell everyone then what the name of your school is.
My name and my school is UWCSEA East.
Well, that doesn't help anybody with all the letters. So what does that all stand for?
United World College of Southeast Asia.
Right. So this is part of the program every year that you do what as an adult I would call a service activity. Is that right?
A service trip.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder what age are you, Sarah? For everyone
10.
To know. And which grade are you in?
Grade 4.
So that's fairly young to be going off doing a service thing. I wonder what the senior school do. Do you know some of the things that they do? Do they do the same sort of thing? Or
yeah, like the whole school does it, but you can start in grade 2.
My goodness, that's wonderful. So you went to do a service activity in Bali. At how many schools did you say?
2.
And do you know the names of those schools?
Bali Mandara and Woodyar Asi.
My goodness. Okay. So what kinds of things were you going to do? Oh, first of all, how many people from your grade went? Was it from your...
It was about 15 of us went.
Oh, okay. And did you each go with an adult or just with teachers or what happened?
Some of the teachers went, 3 of them went, and then you chose one parent to go with.
Oh, so which parent did you choose?
My mum.
Okay. So you and your mum set off and you went with the other kids. So when you got there, what kinds of activities of service, meaning helping, were you going to do with these schools? So that's what's interesting me.
So at Woodyar Asi, which has children from around ages, I think, 4 to 16.
All right. So it's like a whole college right through, right? Yep.
Yeah, and it's a boarding school. So when we were there, we did a lot of activities with them. But some of the things we did to help was they had this big statue of a frog, which we saw all the children were climbing on, and we had some green paint left over.
Oh.
Well, they had some green paint left over, so we decided to scrape off the paint and repaint it.
Oh,
so we did that.
Was that a big job? Scraping the paint off wouldn't be such fun, I don't think. Painting's probably fun, but not scraping. Okay.
You had like a nail brush and you had to scrape it off.
Right. Okay. And now they were a boarding school. Now, what language were you speaking?
Bali Mandara was better at speaking English and they were from around 14 to 18.
Right.
Were there and they spoke better English. But when we were at Woodyar Asi, we just spoke English, but there were a few people there to help translate them.
Oh, okay. So what language do those two, because they're Balinese people, what do you know what language they speak?
Balinese, I think.
Yeah, it's a form of Indonesian, I presume. It's different. I don't know because I think all the different – I don't know this. A lot of the different areas in Indonesia have different languages and then they have one that kind of works for everything, but I can never remember what it's called. Okay, so where did you stay? Did all the kids and their parents stay in the same place?
Yeah, so the first – when we got there, we drove all the way to a farm called Puri Bagus Agro, which is where they grow all the local vegetables. Well, no, like all the vegetables for the close by like towns and villages.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to camp there for one night. Then the next day we drove, I think, north mm-hmm. to the Twin Sister Hotel. And we stayed there while we were helping the schools. Then on the second last day, we drove up to Ubud and we stayed in a hotel there. And then we left the next day.
Okay. So I know I spoke to your mum afterwards and she said you really did hard work in that you got up very early. So tell me what each day was like. I know it might have been different some days, but give us a general idea of how the day went. What time did you get up in the mornings?
So when we were working with them, we got up at around 6 and we had to be ready by 7:45 and out the door.
Right.
Like, on the buses. But on the days, like, we were just relaxing until we left, like, around lunch.
Right.
It would be around, you could wake up whenever you want, but breakfast started at 7 and ended at 9:30.
Okay. So when you got up very early, the days you were helping, you went on buses. Now, tell me, what kind of physical work did you do? Were you doing some planting or were you?
We did some planting. We planted eggplants and we also made soaps out of how they make soap in Bali. We made coffee, pancakes. We made kites with them.
Wow. So did you make some friends?
Yes, I have two buddies. One is called Aletha. She's from Whittier Asi. And then my one from Bali Mandara is called Sophia.
Okay, and tell me about them. Were they about your age or a bit older?
Sophia was she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And my Aletha, the one from Whittier Asi, was 14.
Okay. So one was in a boarding school. So
both of them were in a boarding school.
Oh, okay.
School.
So where were their parents? Who paid for the boarding school? Do you know how that all works?
It was free. It was free for them. We got a big speech about it. It was free and some kids really want to go, so they say, our family's very poor, can we please go here?
Right.
But they actually have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But they live really far away.
Oh, I see. Okay. So did you go inside where they sleep and things, into the boarding houses?
Yeah, only in Whittier Asi. I saw Aletha's room.
So did she share a room with lots of other girls?
She shared a room with 49 other girls.
How many?
49.
Oh, jeepers.
I think that's around.
So it was like a big, there's 50 altogether.
Yeah, but I think they were split in, like, there was a room and then right next door to it was another girl's room.
Wow.
But they basically shared a whole big one room because they shared one. They shared a few bathrooms together.
So. Right, okay. So, and what kind of food did you eat? Did you eat with them during the day?
Yes, we ate a lot of rice and chicken and meat. And there was a lot of soups, like vegetable soup, pumpkin soup.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of that. And then there was French fries, like potato, just like cooked potatoes nearly everywhere we went.
Any sweet things?
Yes, they had a lot of. When we stayed at the sister hotel to the farm,
mm-hmm.
they had brownies and like ice cream. But when we stayed at the hotel in Ubud, they had a lot of Balinese desserts.
Right. But what about the kids at school? Do they get many sweet things in their part of their day or not?
Yeah. At lunch, they get like a few, like they each get three little sugary bowls or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know what they're called.
Right. So if I said to you, give me sort of maybe two words that when you think of that holiday that would describe it. So what would you say? Was it hard?
Two words?
Yes. Yeah, so how would you describe the time you spent there?
Amazing.
Okay.
And hard.
Okay. Very good. So why was it amazing?
It was amazing because you got to meet a whole, different culture and stuff.
Right.
And it was hard because you had to do a lot of hard work.
Right. And now, are these children doing that work all the time?
No, mostly the gardeners. When we did the planting, we did a lot of planting.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the gardeners doing it on the first day we arrived and then we did the rest of it.
Okay. So it's not something the children are forced to do every day or have to do every day.
Well, they're not forced to it, but some of them do it.
Right. Okay. Now, So you've been there and you've sort of had the friendships. Are you going to do anything to continue that kind of people you've met, or is there something the group does afterwards to help them, or does another group come from your school next time and so they have a different group? What happens now about what you've...
So before I went on the trip, I was part of the concern at lunchtime every Thursday, and we met up and we like discussed bake sales and stuff.
Right.
And so... then we left, and then I'm doing that again this two seasons.
Right.
And so next year when we go again, the grade threes who are moving into grade four will be doing that, and we'll be doing the grade five trip if we're going.
And where would the grade five trip be? Somewhere else?
It's called Epic Arts, and these people have disabilities, and it's in Cambodia.
Oh, okay. So do you raise money for these places as well as go there, or?
Yes, we did a bake sale and we raised $130. No, $1,030.
I know. I was stunned. That's a lot of cakes to sell to get $1,000. That's a huge thing.
It was very busy.
Yeah, I bet it was. So what would they use that money for? Do you know?
They would just give it straight. Well, they would buy, like, the people at the schools would ask for some stuff, and then they just get the leftover money to them
right.
to spend on food and stuff.
Okay. Do you give any school supplies to those schools?
Yes. When we were there, we gave them, for a little trip, we gave them some notebooks and a little folder, notebooks, pencils, pens, erasers,
okay.
sharpener, and some like little sweets,
mm-hmm.
and we gave that to them.
Okay.
But yes, we do give some of school supplies. Like if we buy too many pencils, then we give some of them to some of the global concerns.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's really quite something, Sarah. So it's sleeping, you were in regular beds. And do the Balinese kids in the boarding house, they sleep on the floor or they sleep in regular beds?
They sleep in bunk beds, but when we were camping, they actually had mattresses, like these tiny little black mattresses inside the tents.
Oh, right.
Kind of like a bed.
Okay. So just, I suppose, part of global concern is thinking about how we live and about how some other people live. So did it make you think about how you live at all? What did you think about?
Yeah, it kind of made me think that we have a lot more than them, mm-hmm. but they're still happy with what they have.
Right, because it means you don't need things to be happy all the time. So
yeah.
What kind of fun things did they do? What kind of games or what kind of activities?
They do a lot of Balinese dancing. Like when we arrived, they did a few shows.
All right.
And they play a lot of gamelan, which is a metal Balinese instrument that we learned how to play at school.
Oh, okay. All right. So what would you say, do they play with dolls? Oh, those cute girls you were with were too old for dolls, I suppose. I'm always
yeah.
interested about the things that we do that are the same, the sort of games that seem to be all over the world that are exactly the same. Were there some games that they played that you kind of knew, or was it all different stuff that they did?
Well, they didn't really play any games when we were around, but they had a little playground and they played like monkey bars.
Okay, now what about the internet and computers?
They had a computer room at Whittier Arcee.
Mm-hmm.
They had a computer room, and the kids were allowed to go in after school to do their homework and like email their parents. And at Bali Mandara, the older kids, if they had any leftover like computers from home or mm-hmm. computers that their families weren't using, they were allowed to bring them into school and use them in class.
Now, was there Wi-Fi easily there? Was the internet?
The Wi-Fi was really bad. If you stepped out of the place where the Wi-Fi port was, you'd lose the Wi-Fi.
Mm. So that makes it hard for kids as well. So they don't have, often in those places, I know when I've been in New Guinea, they didn't have modern computers. They might have had old ones, which made it harder anyway. But
yeah,
if you don't.
They didn't have MacBooks like we do.
Right.
They have the big.
Old-fashioned ones.
Keyboard ones.
Yeah, okay. And then if the internet's not that great, then they don't get access to all the stuff like you take for, well, you and me, we take for granted that we can just go on the internet and find out stuff, but they can't do that as much, I take it. So they don't know about Minecraft.
No, they don't know about that.
Yes. But they're still happy.
Yes.
It's a lesson in that maybe. Now, is there anything else? Because we may be going to have other people listen to this that are not just in the family. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about with your global concern? So tell me, is this a meeting all the time on Thursdays at your school?
Yes, every Thursday at lunch, if you're not on a field trip or something, you'd meet up and you just discuss there's four classes and there's a lot of students who are doing it in grade four and grade five, a few grade fives. And they you get split up into four classrooms for the whole entire year. And you just sit on the carpet and discuss ideas for how to raise money for them.
Well, very good, Sarah. Okay, so is there anything else that you have learned or you'd like to sort of make sure that we've got recorded? Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to say about the trip?
No, not really.
But you enjoyed it, I take it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Now, I saw some photos near the water. So did you go in some boats or something as well while you
Yes, we went dolphin watching. When, like, just before we left to Ubud, we got up early in the morning, a few of the students went, and we got up with two of the teachers, and we got on three boats, like little skinny boats, and we went all the way out far out to sea, and you got to see the dolphins swimming, and there was a whole group of them.
Oh, was it wonderful?
Yes, it was really fun.
Oh, there's a bit of magic about dolphins. We all feel a bit funny. Whales and dolphins, if you see them, everyone gets sort of a nice warm fuzzy feeling, I think. Okay. Well, I think that's been most interesting. I don't think many schools would be doing the kind of sort of global concern work that you obviously are doing at your college. I think it's amazing. And I'll be interested to hear, you know, some other follow-ups if you do anything else about it and what you might be planning to do next year. So is it the same time of the year that it happens, Sarah?
Last year they took the same itinerary and this year they just took the same itinerary from last year but changed the date. So we basically did the same things, like just different activities with them, but the same kind of schedule.
Right.
But it's different times of the year. Last year when the kids last year went, it was in May. This year it was in January and it started on the 19th and ended on the 24th.
Now, so 5 days. So not everybody in your class went, I take it?
No, only three people in my class went. Me,
okay.
My friend Julia and a boy named Pearson. But it was going to be four, but someone got really sick.
Oh, that's no good. Now, but what happens to your schoolwork? So that means the class was back at college doing their schoolwork. So did you have to catch up when you got back?
No, not really. We just carried on because we didn't miss that much.
Right.
But everyone else had to do like their writing of their scripts that we're doing.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah, very much for your time.